Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你。
For this wonderful place.
这个美好的地方。
Where we can come freely to worship you.
我们来这里要敬拜赞美你。
Where we can hear your words.
在这里我们可以听你的话语。
And we could dwell among you.
我们可以在你的家中。
Ask you, Lord Father, to speak to us today.
我们请你可以亲自来与我们讲话。
May it's not my voice they hear.
不是我们的声音。
But it's yours.
是你的声音。
May you break down our walls.
求你把我们的心里觉得墙都打掉。
And speak to our heart.
跟我们的心讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon once again.
大家下午好。下午好。
I want to thank you for inviting me, my wife, my family here.
我谢谢你们可以请我太太还有我们小朋友一起来你们的教会。
It's always a privilege to share God's word with brothers and sisters and people.
是我的荣幸可以跟弟兄姐妹一起分享神的话语。
So I want to start off today by saying and wishing everybody Merry Christmas.
我先要来祝大家圣诞快乐。
圣诞快乐。
When you hear Merry Christmas, how do you feel? What kind of thoughts and images go through your head?
当你听到人家讲圣诞快乐的时候，你的第一印象是什么？
See, Christmas is my most favorite holiday.
圣诞节是我最喜欢的节日。
I love how going to neighborhoods, you have all these lights that just decorate the houses.
我很喜欢看到我们的社区都漂亮的灯。
I love how they have those decorations on their lawn.
前院都布置得漂漂亮亮的。
And when I go to New York City, I love how the avenues have all these decorations.
我去纽约市的时候，每一条街都是装饰得很有过节的气氛。
And then that huge tree at Rockefeller Center.
然后在那个 Rockefeller Center 有一个很大的一棵圣诞树。
And I love how families have traditions during Christmas time.
我也很喜欢在这个时候，每家家户户都有自己的传统。
So in my household, during Christmas, we love to decorate the tree.
在我们家，我们很喜欢装饰我们的一棵圣诞树。
Each ornament is something we gather during our vacation, our road trip, or something that marked the past year.
每一个圣诞树上的装饰品都是从我们去的之前去的旅行啊，或是去一些特别的地方收集来的。
So when we decorate the tree, we get to go down memory lane.
所以我们在装饰我们那棵圣诞树的时候，我们都可以一起再回忆一下我们那时候的记忆。
So, how many of you love Christmas?
有多少弟兄姐妹也跟我们一样爱圣诞节？
Perhaps your house is like this, right? Perhaps you have your tree all decorated and you have presents underneath your tree.
也许你们家是像这样子，圣诞树弄得漂漂亮亮的，然后圣诞树上面都布置满的礼物。
Or maybe you have all stockings hanging up by the fireplace on top of the mantle.
或者你有圣诞节的袜子放在你的火炉上面，上面都写大家的名字。
Or maybe you dress up your dog, your cat, your goldfish.
或者你们狗啊、猫啊、是鱼啊，都装饰得漂漂亮亮。
Or maybe your house looks like this.
或者你的家像这样子。
Which is really bad, your electric bill.
电费很高。
But no matter how you say it, no matter what you do, Christmas is big in America.
不管你怎么想，圣诞节在这个国家是最大的一个节日。
I mean, commercially, it's definitely the biggest holiday.
就以商业的角度来看，圣诞节是最重要的。
ABC News report that in 2018, Americans will spend about $465 billion just on gifts and goodies alone.
ABC 新闻报道说，2018年美国人就花费了高达美金4650亿元在礼物。
National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend about $721 billion this year on gifts, travels, and decorations.During the Christmas season,
全国零售联合会也估计美国人在这个圣诞季节将会花费将美金7210亿美元来买礼物、装饰品或者是旅行的一些费用。
Christmas is so treasured in America that even places that don't normally close, like Walmart, will close on Christmas.
大家都非常珍惜这个节日，就连平常不会公休的店，像 Walmart, 都会在这一天公休。
Christmas is big.
圣诞节真的非常的盛大。
But can I just say here that without the resurrection, we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas.
但是我们在这里先说，没有耶稣的复活，就没有圣诞节。
Without the resurrection, Jesus' birth would not be worth celebrating.
没有复活，耶稣的诞生就不值得庆祝了。
Without the resurrection, Jesus would just be another prophet, another false messiah.
如果没有基督的复活，耶稣基督顶多不过是一个先知或是一个假弥赛亚。
Someone who came.
只是一个人来到世上。
Did some miracles.
行了一些神迹。
Preach a little.
传了几篇道。
And then died.
然后就过世了。
But for us and for so many people, Christmas is significantly more important than Easter.
但是还是有很多人把圣诞节看得比复活节还要重要。
Is there a reason for this? Is the reason of accepting birth easier than accepting somebody coming back from the grave?
是为什么会这样子呢？会不会是因为相信一个人诞生比相信一个人复活容易多了？
When the subject of the resurrection is brought up,
当我们提到复活的时候，
We don't react in the way I think God wants us to react.
我们的反应好像不太像神想要我们的反应。
The resurrection of Christ is a transformational, life-altering, life-changing event.
耶稣基督的复活是一个重大的改变，是一个改变生命的事件。
We only not just celebrate the resurrection, but we should honor it by living not a life as someone who's never affected by the resurrection.
我们不仅要庆祝这个节日，更要为纪念这个节日而活出一个被基督复活改变的一个生命。
But instead of having this type of reaction to the resurrection, we normally have this type of response to the resurrection.
我们通常对复活的反应就是像这样。
Some of us simply do not believe in the resurrection.
有些人就是单单的就不太相信。
Some of us will question, why would Jesus have to come to earth, die, and then resurrect?
然后有的人会对这个复活的理由或原因有疑问。
And some of us will think, okay, it's an event in history, and I don't really care.
更有人觉得说这只是历史的一个故事，对耶稣的复活无动于衷，一点都不在乎。
And this isn't a generational thing. This isn't the feelings of just millennials.
这不是新时代潮流，也不是只有千禧一代的年轻人才这样想。
People have thought and reacted to the resurrection news.
大家对耶稣复活有这般的想法。
In a similar way, long before the creation of the internet.
远在数位网络发达之前，就有人这样想了。
Even the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to address these misconceptions and doubts about the resurrection.
使徒保罗就曾经针对这个主题有一番见解。
So let's dive into this letter that he wrote to the Corinthian church.
我今天想要跟你们分享的就是保罗写给哥林多教会的这一封信。
Now before I go into this word, let me give you a little background about what's going on at this point.
我们在读经之前，先给你们讲一下这封书信的背景。
So Paul visits the city of Corinth around 51 AD.
保罗在主后51年左右拜访了哥林多这个城市。
Now, I know I'm talking about history now, so for all you who's not going to school, don't sleep just yet.
我们现在是讲的是历史，先不要睡着。
So, but it's important to understand the background before we can go further into the words.
要了解这个背景，让我们比较容易了解这封书信。
So Paul's been at the city of Corinth about a year and a half.
保罗在哥林多这个城市大概一年半的时间。
Historians believe that he planted the church about 52 AD.
很多历史学家觉得说他在主后52年的时候成立了哥林多这个教会。
And as soon as he left, there were problems happening at the church.
当保罗一离开这个教会，就慢慢的出现了一些问题。
And when Paul heard about these challenges at the church, he wrote a series of letters to the church.
所以当保罗听到了这些问题，他就陆陆续续的写了几封信。
Actually, the first letter to the city of Corinth, the church in Corinth, was lost.
那第一封写给哥林多教会的信已经遗失了，没有记录下来。
So First Corinthians is actually not the First Corinthians.
所以哥林多前书其实不是他写的第一封信。
First Corinthians was written around 54 or 55 AD.
这一封信是在54-55年后写的。
And it was addressing the contention that was happening at church.
这封信是针对了教会之间的争执。
It was addressing the questions and struggles members were having.
弟兄姐妹的一些困惑。
It was addressing, Paul was defending the doctrine of the resurrection.
还有对复活的真实性提出了一些证明。
So this is where we're at.
这就是我们现在要看的。
So Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12-13. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
在哥林多第十五章十二节到十三节说，既传耶基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
So Paul is directly addressing those who deny the resurrection of believers.
保罗在这里就直接针对那些不相信复活的人。
Those who actually think that resurrection end of time doesn't exist.
不管是不相信信徒的复活，或是不相信世界末日的复活
，directly questioning the principle of the resurrection，
或是不相信复活的定义。
So Paul says, if you deny the resurrection, you deny Christ's resurrection.
不相信其中任何一个，都是不相信耶稣复活。
Clearly, back then, even then, people doubted the resurrection.
所以很明显的，在那个时候，就有很多人不信复活。
They doubted the event.And they doubted the impact and didn't have an understanding of the significance of the resurrection.
他们不相信复活，不相信复活的影响力，也不相信复活的重要性。
So, what Paul wants to address here right off the bat is the certainty of the resurrection.
所以保罗第一就要正视复活的真实性。
See, when I talk about the resurrection, many people will react saying, wait, coming back from the dead? You actually believe in that?
所以我们在讲复活的时候，很多人都会觉得，你真的相信复活这件事吗？
Okay, how do you know it's true?
你怎么知道是真的？
Oh, let me guess. You read it in the Bible.
啊，你一定是在只在圣经上面读到的。
See, what you have to understand is that the resurrection, the news of resurrection, started way before the Bible.
你要知道，在圣经有圣经之前，就有复活这件事。
Now, some of you will question the Bible because obviously it's written in different time periods, many times after, way after the resurrection.
所以对复活，对耶稣复活这个记录，都是在这件事情发生之后很多年才发生的，很多年才写下来。
The Gospel of Mark was written around what, 70 AD?
马可福音大概是主后七十年写的。
Gospel of John was written about 85 AD.
约翰福音是在主后85年左右写的。
Even the Gospel of Luke was written about 58 AD.
路加福音也是在主后58到60年写的。
So these are all decades after the resurrection.
这些都是在基督复活之后好几十年。
But what you cannot argue is this important letter that Paul wrote to the First Corinthian Church.
可是这写给哥林多教会这一封书信。
Right off the bat, he talks about the certainty of the resurrection.
一开始就讲了耶稣复活的真实性。
So, verse 3 to 4 in chapter 15. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
哥林多前书十五章三到四节写到：我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
What Paul is basically saying here is that, remember the first time I came back here when I was here on 51 AD?
基本上保罗说，你们记不记得当我在主后五十年刚来到这里的时候？
When I preached to you about the gospel,
我跟你们说的这个福音
that what I received back when I was in Jerusalem around 36 AD.
我跟你说的这个福音是我当时在主后36年左右跟门徒们在一起的时候
that Jesus came, died for our sins.
耶稣来了，为我们的罪死了
was buried.
他被埋葬
and on the third day, resurrected.
第三天复活了。
Paul goes on to say this in verse 5 through 7.
保罗继续在五到七节说
And that he appeared to Cephas with Peter, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在。却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
So Paul is basically telling the people in Corinth, "Hey, if you don't believe me about the resurrection, go take a look for yourself."
他在这里就告诉哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们，如果你不相信我，你可以自己去查查看。
There are still hundreds of brothers alive that saw Jesus walk around in Jerusalem after he was crucified.
还有好几百个弟兄姐妹当初亲眼见到耶稣复活的神迹的还活着。
See, not only that, you have to understand, Paul says that I spoke to Peter. I spoke to James, the brother of Jesus.
保罗说我跟
Peter
还有他的耶稣自己的弟弟
He said that, you know, think about it. It wasn't years later that people started talking about the resurrection.
一直到很多年以后，大家才开始讲复活。
The resurrection news started spreading immediately after Jesus was crucified. When he came back, it was immediate. Around 33 AD, it spread to hundreds of people.
不是一直等到之后大家才讲的，因为当初一发生这件事情的时候，这个耶稣复活的事件就已经传开了。
How can you get hundreds of people believe the same event in this day and age without the internet?
你怎么可能可以让好几百个人同一个时间看到这个神迹？那个时候没有电脑，没有网络。
How can you get your own little brother to call you Lord?
你怎么就连自己的弟弟都可以承认耶稣的复活？
If the resurrection was not true.
如果这个复活不是真的。
And so Paul saying the certainty of the resurrection is based upon the fact of what I've done.
所以耶稣说这个复活的真实性就是因为我做的。
I've seen and talked and listened to all these believers and apostles.
保罗说他跟这些亲眼见到的门徒们亲眼见到的信徒们从他们的耳朵，从他们的口里听到这件事。
And if you don't believe me, go to Jerusalem.
如果你不相信我，你就自己去耶路撒冷，自己去查一查。
Go talk to them.
去跟那些人，讲。
And then Paul goes on to address the second problem of resurrection in this church.
他第二点。
He talks about the need for the resurrection.
是复活的必要性。
What is right here is. First Corinthians from verses 21 to 23. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, so also in Christ shall we all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruit, then his coming those who belong to Christ.
哥林多前书十五章二十一到二十三节，保罗说：死既是因一人而来。死人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候，那些属基督的。
Paul basically tries to explain the theological principle.
保罗从神学的角度。
Of why Christians' destiny changed because of Jesus.
解释了基督徒的命运因为耶稣基督的复活而改变。
How us Christians, our destiny is now tied in with Jesus.
我们的命运跟耶稣基督紧紧的连在一起。
Paul explained that because of Adam, the first man.
保罗解释说，因为亚当，这是第一个人。
His disobedience, our original destiny was death.
他的堕落是我们最终的命运就是死。
But by the virtue of Jesus Christ,
但借着耶稣基督复活的恩典
and his resurrection,
他的复活
we all can have eternal life.
我们得到永生。
What Paul wrote in Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
See, the resurrection is part of God's grand design.
复活是在神的计划里。
It's designed to change our destiny.
就是让所有信徒，改变所有信徒的命运。
The Christ's resurrection set in motion a sequence of events.
这是让所有信徒借着基督回到神国度的第一步。
Which includes the future resurrection of all believers.
包括未来，当基督再来的时候。
When Christ returns and Christ delivers the kingdom of God.
所有的信徒都将回归到神的国度。
And all things be subjected to the Father, and God will be all in all.
所有的信徒都要尊我们的父神为万王之王，万主之主。
See, the need for the resurrection was that it changed our destiny from eternal condemnation to be part of the kingdom of God.
So, 复活的必要性是使我们从万劫不复回归到神的国度。
But the kingdom of God and being God all in all is not a future only event.
神的国度跟神是万主之主，并不是未来的事情。
And this is my greatest concern about the resurrection today.
是我很担心的。
Greatest concern about resurrection. Okay. Is that the resurrection does not impact us?
这些基督复活对我们没有什么意义。
That we hear about Jesus' resurrection and we go, okay, so what?
你们听到了耶稣复活，就说，那又怎么样？
You might say, yes, thank you, Jesus, you resurrected, now I'm saved.
或者你会说，谢谢神，复活了，那救了我。
And life goes on.
然后你的生命还是照样没改变。
Nothing really changes.
什么都没有变。
Outside of these four walls, you walk out, and no one can tell you're a follower of God.
除了星期天你来这个教会，你走出去以后，没有人看得出来你是基督徒。
So I want to spend the rest of the time talking about the last thing that Paul addresses, which is the impact of the resurrection.
所以接下来的时间我们要讲的是最重要的一点，复活的影响力。
See, I think that the resurrection should impact believers so much so that they give up their current life and invite the risen King to take control of their life.
我相信，耶稣基督的复活应该是有激励大家改变生命的影响力，放下属世的生命。邀请这位救世主来掌管我们的生命，来带领我们的生命。
So Paul writes this in verses 27 to 28.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章二十七到二十八节这样说。
For God has put all things in subjection under His feet. But when it says all things are great in subjection, He is expected who put all things in subjection under Him. When all things are subject to Him, then the Son Himself will also be subject to Him, who put all things in subjection under Him, that God may be all in all.
因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的不在其内了。万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
That's really hard to read, right? So basically, you're saying that, you know, God's power is what made Jesus resurrect.
是神的大能使耶稣复活。
That was that here? Sorry, got lost track.Touch my screen. So basically, it said that now that Jesus, remember, Jesus didn't want to die on the cross, right?
记得耶稣基督其实不想被钉死在十字架上。
Remember, he prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他跟神祷告三次，请求神挪走这个杯。
In the end, what did he say?
但最后他说什么？
But not my will, but your will be done.
是成全了神的旨意。
See, Jesus understood that even him coming down to earth was the will of the Father.
神是万事之主，就连复活也是一样的。
And that God, he made God the center of all things.
他把神摆在中心。
And that's what resurrection should do for us.
这也是我们应该要面对耶稣复活的。
God should be the center of all our lives.
神应该是我们生命的中心。
We should purposely place Him in the center of our very lives every day.
我们应该天天都要把神的事摆在中间。
Is it easy? Of course not.
这样做容易吗？并不容易。
I mean, being a subject to anyone is not easy.
那你顺从一个人的时候，并不是那么简单的事。
When you're subject to someone, you don't choose what you do or who you belong to.
那你顺从一个人的时候，你自己没有办法做一些决定。
You can't even choose when to obey.
你连自己都没有办法决定什么时候顺从。
But here's the problem. If you don't believe and you're not willing to do this, what is the point of Christmas?
如果你不愿意顺从，那圣诞节有什么意义？
I mean, what's the meaning of Good Friday and what's the meaning of Easter?
那圣诞日复活节这都有什么意义？
without knowing, treasuring, and cherishing the Jesus' resurrection, then the entire Christian faith means nothing.
如果没有珍惜和尊重耶稣的复活，那这点的信仰对你就没有意义了。
Well, Paul writes in 29:32. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord died every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, fought with breath at Ephesus if the dead are not raised?
哥林多前书十五章二十九到三十二节，且说不然，那些为死人受洗的，将来怎样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？我们又因何时刻冒险呢？弟兄们，我在主基督耶稣里，指着你们所夸的口，极力地说，我是天天冒。我若当日像寻常人，在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活
，Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，就没有基督教。
There's no reason for the season.
就没有理由庆祝圣诞节。
A baptism is just a very short bath.
受洗不就是泡了一下水？
And our faith will not be real.
没有复活，我们的信仰都不是真的。
And that's Paul, what he's saying right here.
就是保罗就在这里说的。
So you don't believe and don't have the impact of the resurrection, nothing changes.
如果你没有被耶稣基督复活影响到
，then we will be like Adam.
我们就会跟亚当一样。
So Paul writes in verse 48-49.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章四十八到四十九节说
，As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of dust, and as in the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of man of dust, we shall bear the image of the man of heaven.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样。属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
See, when Jesus died, resurrected, it changed everything for us.
因为耶稣所做的一切，他改变了所有的事情。
At one time, we were just men like Adam.
我们曾经都只是人，像亚当一样。
We were a natural body without spirit.
我们只有空的躯壳，没有灵魂。
But when the second Adam came, which is what Paul refers to Jesus as,
但是第二个亚当就是耶稣基督，象征着我们的灵命。
He represents the spiritual body.
他象征着我们的灵命。
See, when he died on the cross, he condemned his fully man self to die.
他肉体的死。
And his fully spiritual part came out.
才能让他的灵命复活。
And just because, like, we are believers in Jesus, and we belong to him, likewise, our spiritual life comes to life when we kill our fleshy self.
因此我们才能在放弃自我，宣告我们属神以后，得到属灵的生命。
That means our desires and our wants, we let it sacrifice, and we let it die by putting Christ in the center of our lives. We put Christ in the center of our lives.
我们把神放在我们的生命中。
The resurrection is transformational.
耶稣的复活是是一个很大的改变。
I mean, you don't have to accept this.
你也可以不接受。
That is a choice you have.
这是你自己的选择。
I mean, you can be like Adam.
你可以像亚当。
And you can be a man.
你可以就是普通的人。
And that's fine.
那也无所谓。
You could live life to the fullest.
你可以过一个。你可以丰丰富富的过你的生命
，and do what's natural to you，
就做很自然的事情
，or you can choose to have the fullest life，
或者你可以过一个丰丰富富的生命。
To have the fullest life is to embrace the resurrection，
因为相信复活是一个与众不同的生命。
You get to live an extraordinary life，
是一个很跟世人不一样的。
Where the characteristics of Christ will be in your heart and on display at all times.
一个拥有把耶稣基督的特性放在心里的生命。
The confidence of knowing that we are the subject of God and that we are His beloved.
绝对的相信，我们不但是属神的，而是他爱的。
We're confident we know these things because of Jesus rose from the grave and declared that he is authority over all heaven and earth.
我们绝对地相信这一切，因为他从死而复生来宣告他掌管天地。
So when the world says you shouldn't forgive this person because of what he or she has done is unspeakable,
当属世的人说你不应该原谅这个人，他做了不可原谅的事情。
You can display Christ-like forgiveness.
你要表现出的是基督的原谅。
See, I know the story about this pastor.
我知道一个牧师，这个牧师。
And he's a pastor of a very big church.
他是一个很大教会的牧师。
And he talked about how his little sister was sexually abused by her sixth grade teacher.
他分享了他的妹妹在他六年级的时候被他的老师性骚扰。
And he hated him for that.
他恨了他一辈子。
He could not forgive.
他不能原谅他。
But he's also a pastor.
可是他是牧师。
Then one day he read the verse Matthew 6:15.
他当他读到马太福音第六章十五节。
But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So when this teacher was in the hospital, very sick and ill.
所以当这个对他妹妹性骚扰的老师在生重病在医院的时候。
It took everything this pastor to forgive this man.
他用了他所有的毅力。原谅他。
And he wrote this letter of forgiveness to him.
写了一封原谅他的书信。
And later on, the pastor heard news from this nurse that was taking care of this man.
之后，他从这个老师的护士口里听到。
That the man read this letter, and the man wept.
当那个老师读这封信的时候，他很伤心的哭了。
And he asked for forgiveness.
他向神悔改。
And he found Jesus before he died.
求原谅，在死临死之前接受了神做他的救主。
See, I don't know what you're all going through.
我不知道你们现在所经历的是什么。
But I do know that we all have the power of the resurrection in us.
可是我知道，我们每一个人都有复活的力量在我们里面。
And with that power, you can do so much more than you could possibly imagine.
有那个力量，你可以做的是你没办法想象的事情。
See, if your relationship is struggling, you don't give up.
如果你跟你的亲人关系不好，不要放弃。
You raise it up because Jesus rose up.
你会被兴起，因为神耶稣基督被兴起。
If your circumstance is more than you can take, you don't give up.
如果你遭遇到承担不起的困难，不要放弃。
You raise it up because your Lord rose up.
你会被兴起，因为我们的神被兴起。
If your spirit is crushed and you don't feel alive anywhere,
如果你的灵命受到挫折，你觉得没有希望。
Not even in church.
就连在教会。
You don't give up.
你也不要放弃。
You raise it up.
你会被兴起。
Because your Savior rose up.
因为我们的救主被兴起。
See, when people say you cannot serve, you cannot take a stand, and you feel like you have nothing more to give.
当你觉得你没有能力服侍，或是觉得没有办法奉献，你没有立足之地。
I say to you, you can rise.
我告诉你，你会被兴起。
Because Jesus rose up.
因为耶稣基督被兴起。
Jesus is the one who rose.And said, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I am doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
耶稣亲自告诉我们，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做这比这更重大的事，因为我往父那里去。
When Jesus resurrected and went to the Father,
当耶稣复活了，回到神。
He left with us a companion.
他留给我们的一个。
The Holy Spirit lives in all of us.
圣灵在我们的心中。
And with that power, we can do so many things.
这个力量可以让我们做任何的事情。
We can manifest the power of the resurrection.
我们随时随地都要表现出复活的能力。
Whenever, wherever we can.
随时随地。
And that makes Christmas meaningful.
这才能让圣诞节有意义。
Let's pray.Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father.
亲爱的天父，要感谢你。
We thank you, Lord Father, for your great love for us.
我们感谢你给我们这样的大爱。
For we all fall short of the glory of God.
我们都不配。
But you sent your Son to come to this earth, to be born, and to die for our sins.
只是你把你的爱子降到地上来给我们。
And when he resurrected, you fulfilled your promise to us.
当他复活的时候，你的承诺也达成了。
The grave will no longer hold us.
没有什么难过的可以控制我们。
The chains of sin can no longer bind us.
没有什么枷锁可以铐住我们。
For we are free.
我们自由了。
Because of the power of the resurrection.
因为复活。
And we thank you for that, Father.
我们谢谢你。
I ask you, Lord Father, that when we pray to you, Lord Father, you change our hearts.
今天我们向你祷告的时候，求主你改变我们的心。
That we are bold and courageous to go and do your good works.
让我们很大胆的，很有力量的去做你要我们做的事。
And whatever challenge that comes before us,
当我们遇到困难的时候，
we will not stop in fear.
我们也不会惧怕。
We go boldly.
我们很勇敢的向前。
Because we are not alone.
因为我们不是单独的。
And we are not weak.
我们不是懦弱的。
For we are strong.
我们是很坚强的。
Because of your spirit.
因为你的灵。
And the power of your resurrection.
复活的力量。
And we thank you, Father, for this and all your love and grace.
我感谢你你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.